Today's reading begins in Psalm 110, verse 1. Psalm 110. The Lord says to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments from the womb of the morning. The dew of your youth will be yours. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings on the day of his wrath. He will execute judgment among the nations, filling them with corpses. He shall shatter chiefs over the wide earth. He will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore he will lift up his head. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish. Psalm 110 is a psalm of David, and I'm sure that you recognize at least part of it. It's a royal psalm, and it is a messianic prophecy. It refers to Jesus. It is quoted in the New Testament in several places. From both parts, there's one part that is the prophecy, and there's one part that is a divine oath from God. You can find this first section in Matthew 22, Mark 12, Luke 20, Acts 2, verse 1, also quoted in 1 Corinthians 15 and Hebrews chapter 1. Psalm 111 is a praise psalm, and it focuses on the work and the commands of God. It begins with that introductory statement in verse 1 to praise the Lord, and then has two sections. The first section focusing on God's work and his character, and the second section focusing on his covenants and his commands, with the final verse combining those into a call for obedience and loyalty. Psalm 112 is an acrostic psalm. We haven't had one of those in a little while. But each line begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's a wisdom psalm. It's meant to pass along those nuggets of wisdom in short sayings. It's very similar to Psalm 1 in that it contrasts the path of the righteous with the path of the wicked. The righteous are secure because they trust in God, and the wicked will perish. Today's was much quicker reading, but that concludes it, and I would ask that you also continue in prayer that God will be with us all.